All right, good afternoon, everyone. All right, it's February, so love is in the air. Who of you are seated next to a person na mukhang in love? Okay, so we're launching our new series called The Hard Truth. This is a two-week love series. We're going to be talking about love. Next week, we'll be talking about marriage, so you don't want to miss that out as well. And this series, okay, is all about getting to the heart of the matter. It's all about learning and knowing the biblical perspectives of love. And how many of you have friends na bukang bibig nila kay love, Jude? Do you have friends like that? Every time you meet them, all they share, speak, or say about is love. Do you have people like that? Well, ang topic na, it's either a love story, a love movie, a love song, okay? Of course, since it's February, okay, dili magpalupig ang mga love memes na to. Okay, I was going through Facebook and I think I saw some pictures here, like this one. Our love can never be. Okay, that's between a zebra and a lion, okay? Next, another thing. Okay, if you have friends, mahilig ang mukanta, okay? And I will always love you. Okay, sa mga mahilig og video kay diya. Do you have friends na mahilig og video kay? Every time you go together sa whatever or asa ba nga video kay, mahilig yun sila. They want to aim that 100, basta love song lang jud. Okay? And of course, since we're talking about love, okay, how many of you would agree na sometimes as we talk about love, it can get complicated? Right? It can get complicated, diba? Sometimes, it becomes complicated. And how many of you at one point in your life na you've been the crying shoulder of a friend? Okay? Have you been that? You've been the crying shoulder of a friend. You've heard their stories, heard their issues, and you're like, sound away na ako ni. Sometimes, it gets complicated. And maybe you were one of those people na, you know, nangita ng mag-crying shoulder, and maybe you got bombarded with so many love advices. But how many of you would agree that there is just so many books, self-help books, or advices about love? Diba? There's so many. For example, and you know what? The thing about them is that it's not always good. It's not always a good advice. It just sounds good maybe. Some sounds tweetable or postable or sabana. But some of those advices are not really good. Like for example, these things. Some people are meant to fall in love with each other, but not meant to be together. Oh. Another one, okay? May pang utang, doon na interest. Ikaw, wad yun ka magka-interest sa ako. Utango na lang kahati ka. May pang utang daw. Okay, next. Ano dyan? Another one. Ito, ang pag-ibig parang sip-on. Why do you keep pulling it back when it's better to let go? Okay, some of you need to hear that. Ito, don't find love. Let love find you. That's why it's called falling in love, because you don't force yourself to fall. You just fall. All right? So, advices, okay? And not all of them are good advice. Some of them, you know, they just sound good. It's just a play of words. And because there's a lot of ideas, a lot of things, a lot of perspective about love, it can get complicated. It gets muddled up. Unsa ba jud, okay? What is the right mindset or perspective towards love? And today, this is why we're having this series, The Hard Truth, because we're going to get to the hard truth of what the Bible has to say about real love and real marriage. Okay, so that's our word for the day. So church, are you ready for our word this afternoon? Yeah. All right, so for that, we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8. It says there, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Verse 6, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. All right, so the verses that we just read a while ago were taken from the book of the Bible called the Book of Corinthians, or in this case, 1 Corinthians. And in this book, or in this letter, okay, Paul was writing to a church called the Corinthians, okay, the church in Corinth. And I have a modern-day picture here of Corinth. Because it was destroyed, it was attacked several hundred years ago. But back in its day, this city was a big city, a thriving city, it was a rich city. And just like them, they were bombarded with so many perspectives and ideas on love. Okay, they would have this kind of thought about love, then another one. And so Paul, part of his writing was to tell them what love really is. Because the Corinthian church, they were confused, or they were imagine lead away or lead astray na sila on what love is. And so that's why Paul wrote this letter, okay, about love. Now, before we get back to those verses, okay, going back to verse 4 to 8 about love, a very important question has to be answered first, okay? As we talk about love, a very important question has first to be answered. And that is the question, why? Why? Why do we need to have a biblical perspective about love? Why do we need to learn, or why do we need to pour in time and to see what does the Word has to say about love? Isn't it enough now? You know, everywhere we go, nanay stuff about love. We have movies about love. We have love songs. We have, you know, posts about love. We have people making hugot lines. We have friends na may likig hugot. We have all these things, but is that not enough na ba, Tom? Now we have all these things. Why do we need to hear or learn, okay, what the Bible says about love, real love? And there are a lot of reasons, but today I'm just going to give you three reasons, okay? Three main reasons why we need to hear or understand what the Bible says about love. The first of which is that to be wise in handling our relationships. How many of you are blessed with good friends? You're grateful for God for good friends, or your family, you're thankful for your family, okay? Or your classmates or workmates, okay? So yun, we all have relationships, okay? I'm not just pertaining to the romantic kind. I'm not just pertaining to a husband and a wife. No, I'm pertaining to all our relationships. Itong siblings nato, friends nato, workmates nato, all those relationships. And when we have a biblical perspective or understanding about love, then we get to be wiser in handling our relationships. Okay? And you might wonder, why? Why man tong? Why does it make us wiser? Because in any relationship, what sustains that relationship is love. Love sustains the relationship, okay? As long as it's a good kind of relationship. Love sustains that relationship. Okay? And in any relationship, there will always be conflict. How many of you have ever, you know, had a fight or argument with a person close to you? Wala, Jude? Ever? Manaw dalang ko diri. Have you ever fought, you know, your siblings? Nag-ilog mong pagkaon? You know, nag-ilog mong pizza? Gikaon niyang last pizza? Or ang ice cream? Gihurot niya? Nag-ilog mong TV? Have you ever argued with your siblings? Or your friends, rather, because you promised na magkita mo. And you ask them, asa na ka? Coming na. Okay, hapit na jugo. 5 minutes. 5 minutes going to the CR paday. Okay? So you had a fight and all that. But again, in any relationship, there will always be conflict. But we can choose on how we respond. How we respond, how we deal with that conflict, it's up to us. And for us to be wise in handling or dealing with our relationships, we need to have a good grasp about love. Because love sustains our whole relationships together. Not only that, but when you have a right mindset about love, then it spares you from unnecessary heartaches, unnecessary pains. Kanina, I was just mentioning that in all relationships, okay, there is conflict. But it doesn't have to be naman nga, sige mong magka-conflict, o sige mong magka-away. There are times now, you know, some conflicts, it can be avoided. You can be spared from unnecessary arguments, fights with the person or the people that you love. And the way to do that is to have a biblical perspective of love. Second reason is that for us to grow in maturity, okay? How many of you want to grow in your walk with God? You wanna grow, okay? You wanna grow. You want God to mold you, to make you to a better person. The mark of maturity of any person is his ability to love. It's how much he's able to love others. That's how you know that person is maturing or growing. It's not about how much that person knows, how skilled he is, or how talented, or how gifted he is. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3, it gives us a clear picture of how important love is. It says here, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Verse 2, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And verse 3 says there, if I give away all that I have, if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Those three verses repeatedly tells us that we may achieve, we may live our lives being such an achiever. You know, we may have a lifetime achievement award. We may acquire millions. We may have met so many goals, to travel to so many places, did so many things in our lives before we die. But if we do it without love, if there is no love in our lives, then it is all for nothing. The sad reality is that we can be so focused on trying to achieve things that we miss out on what's more important, and that is love. How many stories have we all heard of people dying on their deathbeds, regretting? Their number one regret is, I wish I could have spent time with my family. I wish I could have spent more time with my loved ones. I wish I could have said, I love you to the people I love most. And these people, okay, they're not, you know, unaccomplished people, mga tambay lang, or no, they're not that. These people are highly accomplished achievers, some of them millionaires, billionaires. But they live their life with regret. even with all those things, we're wishing na, ay, may tayo na kinabuhi na ako, may tayo, I have his life. But if you ask that person has an empty life. His heart is empty. Why? Because there is no love. There is no love. Have you ever, you know, seen it in the newspapers, in the articles, on the TV na some people, even though they're rich, again, millionaires or billionaires, they commit suicide. And the cause is depression. And you might think, ano man, they have all that money, they have all the resources, they can do whatever they want, but they're still so depressed. Why? Because there was no love. The Bible here tells us that if we focus on the wrong things and we miss out on the major things, then we will live our lives in regret. And may we not live like that, church. May we come to understand how important love is. Okay? Love is important. And the third important thing is to have a better understanding of the need to be loved. All of us need or want to be loved. All of us are seeking to be loved. Okay? How many of you feel good? All right? It really makes your day. Pag mag-post mo sa Facebook and daghan king likes in yung status ninyo. How many of you are like that? Right? You post something on Facebook. Let's say it was three. It took you 3 hours. Kasi with all the English grammar, all the proper pronunciation, tandi research nimo, 3 paragraphs worth imong post. And then when you post it, you have 500 likes. You're like, yes. How many of you, honestly, you would say that you'd be happy to get 500 likes? Or let's say if you're a person or you're a friend, okay, how many of you have friends na mahilig magpicture-picture? You have friends like that? Now, you know, they would repeatedly try to take the best angle. Okay? Paano na, best angle, best filter, best hashtag para pag-post, nindot kayo. And then pag-post, you know, dakan po kayong likes or dakan kayong hearts sa Instagram. Diba? We all want to have many likes or many hearts on Instagram, or we want people, okay, to give us, to shower us affection, to shower us praises. We want to be loved because we are people. We all live our life that way. We all have that one common need, which is to be loved. And you know, I don't know about you, but have you ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, mga nursing students? Diba, they say na that's the pyramid and the most bottom thing is the physiological needs, water, shelter, warmth, clothing, whatever. Those are the most basic needs of a person. But they say that today, there's an even more important need. This one, Wi-Fi. How many of you would agree with that? When you go to a restaurant, the first thing you ask is not the food, but the Wi-Fi password. Okay? But you know what? I even disagree with that. Because you give a person all the Wi-Fi he can get, the fastest Wi-Fi possible. You give the person all the food that he ever wants, all the eat-all-you-can buffets. Okay? You give a person all the designer clothes. You give him all the best houses to live, all the good places to travel. You give that person everything. But if that person does not feel loved, that person will still feel empty. That person will still feel something is missing, something is lacking. Because the number one need of everyone is the need to be loved. But the problem is that we're all looking, or for many of us, at one point in our lives, we've all tried looking for love in the wrong places, at the wrong sources. And so if we have this need to be loved, we need to understand what is true, genuine, real love. And where can we get this real kind of love? That we can be spared from trying to search it in the wrong places or in the wrong sources. And those are my 3 reasons why we need to hear what the Bible says about love. We need to hear, church, what the Bible says about love, because love is essential. When you grasp what real love is, it will greatly change how you live your life. It will greatly change how you deal with your relationships. It will greatly change your perspective. It will change you from the inside out. And that's why we need to look into what the Bible has to say about love. All right? So how many of you are ready, okay, to dig into those verses? 1 Corinthians chapter 4. How many of you are ready for that? So go into verse 4, okay? In these passages, okay, I'm going to chop these passages into different groups. Firstly, the Bible here, Paul writes us 2 descriptions about love. It gives us a picture, 2 simple words of what love is. Then after that, it gives us 8 descriptions naman on what love is not. Okay? And I'm going to emphasize primarily here in this first verse pa lang. Okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it says there, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Okay? This first statement pa lang, love is patient and kind. How many of you would agree that a lot of times we are not patient and kind? How many of you find yourself impatient when you're waiting in line at the fast food restaurant? I'm like a fast food man, taning, ano gahulat man ko. How many of you honestly would agree that a lot of times we are impatient? But the Bible here tells us that true love, love is patient. And I'm going to take into those two words, okay, bit by bit. Firstly, patient, okay? The Bible tells us that we are to be patient with one another, with our loved ones. Question, are we patient with our loved ones? Are we patient with them when we're dealing with them? There's this story about a guy named Dr. Thomas Cooper. This guy attempted, back in the 1500s, he tried writing down a dictionary, okay, as his job. Now, kisa ninyo, dream job ninyo mag-write ng dictionary. Mag-write mo, A to Z, A, avocado. Mag-write mo, okay. This guy, it took him 8 years because he had to add an additional 33,000 words on his updated dictionary. Kasi yung update niya, okay, 8 years of work, 33,000 words more. And here's the amazing thing. Okay? That lang daan, diba? It shows you how patient this guy is. But here's the amazing thing. One day, his wife, upon hearing of how hardworking he was, his wife was afraid na baka magkasakit or mamatay pa lang ni akong asawa sa working or trying to write a dictionary. So one day when he was away, his wife took all of his notes, all of his 8 year worth notes, and his wife burned them all. His wife burned them all because she was like, this is bad for my husband. So, mga wives, careful lang tayo. If your husband is working hard, you know, please don't burn all their stuff, okay? So, his wife burned all of those notes. And when he came back, he found all of his notes burned. And he asked his wife, what happened? Where are my notes? And his wife confidently told him what happened, that it was her and it was because of this reason. She was afraid of what might happen. And how many of you would agree na if that was you, if someone did that to you, you would flip out in anger. You'd lose it. Magnisog mo. Isa sa inyo, you would agree na maybe tuko nito siya. I mean, kita pa lang daan, iba, have you ever had that heartbreaking experience of trying to finish a report, writing down on your Microsoft Word, whatever, 10 pages down na ka, and then suddenly, ni brown out in your PC or sa laptop ni mo, nahurot yung battery. And then you realize you did not save it since page one. And it's due tomorrow. How many of you would understand na, man, that hurts? Diba? Sakit kayo, diba? Like, all of that time, effort, or trying to write, trying to do good in your workplace, para sa boss, on time na jugo karon, or for your teacher, or whatever. Diba? We'd all flip out in anger. Okay, sa ako, maglabay na tao. We'd all be angry. But this guy, when he heard what his wife told him, he simply said, and I forgot the name of the wife, let's say, Maria ang name sa wife. He said, oh Maria, you've given me so much trouble. Oh well. And then he went back to his desk, and started to write again that dictionary from scratch. That's it. No other external reactions whatsoever. This guy, he didn't flip the table. How dare you, okay? You didn't know what I've been through. That's 8 years worth of my work, of my life. Wala na yaw-yaw, wala na lalis, wala na shigatanay, none of that. That's how patient this guy was with his wife. And how many of us would want to be that patient? Kalapang daan, man, that seems so difficult. Oh, that's such a tall order. Love is patient. If we're trying to understand what real love is, church, we need to understand that love is patient. Another aspect about being patient and that I want to pound on is that love, as we talk about being patient, is that love is willing to wait. Love is willing to wait. Let me talk to the students and the singles here in this room muna, okay? Students and singles, okay? That time will come. Yes, it's February. It's a week until February 14. Okay, that's actually next Sunday. And you know, February, sometimes it brings a lot of pressure. You're looking at all these people. They're having, you know, left and right. They're enjoying their relationships. And you're asking, where's mine? Lord, natutulog ka ba, Lord? Where's my relationship, Lord? Where is it, Lord God? Lord, I don't just want to pray for good grades or, you know, increase in salary. Lord, where's my relationships, Lord? And you know what? As we talk about love, because love is patient, love is also willing to wait. Can we show that picture for a while about people waiting in line? You see, these people right here are all people waiting to go into a concert. They're all ready to wait in a concert. And how many of you have seen people now when they wait in line for a concert or a new gadget about to be unleashed from a big tech company? They're willing to wait in line for so many hours. Some of them, they wait a night before. They would sleep in the lines. Balag walay ligo, balag walay toothbrush and everything. Basta kay makawait in line. Basta kay mamit lang ang celebrity or mapalit lang first ang bagong gadget. Why? Because when we wait, when we choose to wait, when we're waiting on something, we're giving it value. And as we're talking about love, if we profess or we claim that we love someone, okay, if you're here and you love someone, guess what? Again, waiting is part of it. Because love involves patience. It also means that love is willing to wait. Love is willing to wait. There's a right time and place for love to flourish, for love to grow. It takes time. I'm going to do something here for a while. And how many of you are fond of this thing right here? If you're working now, this was your favorite friend back in college. Pag mag-exam, pag mag-overnight, magtulog, mag-study out. This was your favorite friend. Pancit canton, okay? Now, how many of you would agree na whenever you try to eat pancit canton, okay, there is a right way or recipe to go about it. How many of you know how to cook pancit canton? Okay, I believe all of us naman siguro know how to cook. For those of you who don't know, there's a recipe at the back, right? All of us know what's the right way to eat canton. And yes, you can eat in a different way, but siguro less than 0.1% ako ni bawang tao nga, if they choose to eat canton, they eat it this way. They would pick the sauces and they're like, uy, canton! They'll crunch it. And then, uy, sauce. Or nakatayang mag-mik-mik, katong powder. Aba, uy, powder! But nobody does that. Nobody tries to eat it this way. Oh, crunch and mix ang sauce, ang oil. There is a right way to go about it. The same thing goes with love, everyone. God designed love, but there is a specific way that it works. And just like the pancit canton, let's say I am going to eat a canton. I'm going to cook it. Sample lang ha. I'm going to cook it, make it boil and everything. And I'm going to eat it na. I'm not gonna eat it while it's still boiling. Am I right? Have you ever met someone na gutom na kayo siya, gabukal pa? Uy, gutom na kayo, gabukal pa? Okay ra, lami bitaw. Have you ever met someone like that? Uy, man, init, lami kayo init. Shh, gabubbles and everything. Do you know people like that? Siguro if namoy na ilang tao, ana, please ipa-audition sa PGT. Nobody does that. Why? Because if you try to eat it that way, what happens? You get burned. Mapasok ka. It's not to be eaten that way. You have to wait. Yes, it's instant pancit canton, okay? Sa mga philosopher dali, okay? I know it's still instant. But you still have to wait, even for a few minutes, for it to cook. It's still brewing. It's still being made. The same thing goes with our relationships. There's a time and place for it. And maybe if you're still single here right now, okay, maybe God is still brewing that relationship to happen. Like you don't need to feel pressured. You don't need to feel insecure. Not everyone's having their love story. Where's mine, Lord? Now, Lord God, I'm 20, Lord God. Lord, I'm believing for a great, Lord. Have you ever heard that joke? Na, Lord, 20, Lord, I'm believing for a great man, Lord God. Pag 30, Lord, I'm believing for a good man. Lord, pag 40, Lord, I'm believing for a man. Pag 50, Lord, I'm believing for any man. Pag 60, Lord, what naman? Well, you know what? We don't have to have that mindset. We can live our lives securely. Love is patient. Man in the room, if you have attraction for someone, if you love someone, yes, there's a time and place for it. But maybe right now, for most of you, that time is not yet, okay? Maybe your time is still to wait. Maybe God is still brewing it, making it happen that one day, when the time is right, that relationship will blossom. That relationship will grow. For students in the house, we've taught this in our youth service, in our high school class. We teach them the value of waiting. That as a student, your number one responsibility is to study, of course. Your experience, your parents, they expect, you know, when you go to your school, you're there to study. And you don't need to feel pressured about your peers, your classmates, because you will not be forever alone. That love story, that's going to happen. If we learn to wait, if we learn to trust in God, just as we know we learn to wait in cooking a canton, what? Our love story is gonna happen. Because love is patient. Okay, love is patient. Another thing what love is kind. Okay? Going back to verse 4, the word kind here, in its Greek word, it means to be useful. In other words, whenever we say someone is kind, when the Bible describes that someone is kind, it means that person is helpful or predisposed to help. Do you have friends like that? Or do you have, you know, the people that in your life nga nasla initiative mo tabang? You don't need to call them up. Before you call them up, tagkuhan mo sa phone, kablo ko si problema nimo. Do you have friends like that who are willing to help, willing to serve you? If you go to any restaurant, okay, one of the marks of a good restaurant is good service. But it doesn't matter how good the food is, how amazing the place is, if bad ang service, you wouldn't want to go to that place. Now, not just in a restaurant, but love. Love itself. Love is kind. Love is willing to serve another person. Love is all about, in fact, focusing or giving more importance to another person more than yourself. In fact, the word love that is used here in these verses comes from the word agape. All right? It comes from the word agape, which means A self-sacrificing commitment which shows itself in seeking the highest good of the one loved. It's all about putting prime, okay, putting a high value to another person. It's like treating another person that's more valuable or more significant than our own selves. That's what we mean when we love someone. Church, do we do that? Do we have that mindset now when we love other people? Our mindsets are this. We're putting more value and more premium on another people more than our own selves. Love is not selfish. Okay? Love is selfless. A couple of days ago, okay, my wife cooked for the first time adobo for me. And my wife is one of the kindest persons I know, okay, amidst all my flaws and all that. You know what? She willingly cooked me adobo, not because I earned it, not because, you know, I did something to achieve it. No, she just wanted to cook for me something. And I was so touched by that because, again, I didn't do anything. I didn't ask for anything. She just willingly told me one day, you know what? Nagpatudlo ko adobo. I'm gonna cook you adobo. And I'm sharing that because may we have that same heart as well. Now, you know what? We have that predisposed mindset na we want to help people. We want to serve people. We want to be kind to people. Now, we don't wait for people to tell us na, hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with something? No, you're already there, okay? You're there ready to bless, ready to give, ready to support them. Love is patient and love is kind. Those are the two clear pictures on what the Bible says love is. They may be basic. They may be simple to understand. But how many of you would agree na it's difficult to practice? A lot of times, but it's difficult to practice. Now, let me continue lang. The Bible then gives us some descriptions of what love is not. And I'm going to quickly breeze through them lang. What love is not. Verse 4 says there, it is not arrogant. And verse 5 says there, or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Okay? Love is not arrogant. Love is not arrogant. Love is not rude. There's this story of a guy, all his life, he did not open a door for his wife. He did not open doors at home nila, any building, or in his car. He would not open a door for his wife because his thinking is, my wife has two working arms and hands, so she can just open a door for herself. And he never opened a door until one day his wife died and the body of his wife, which is in the casket na, during the funeral, while it was being carried, and it was about to be brought into the hearse, like an auto for the casket. He was asked to open the door. And at first, wala siya kadungog, kagitawag siya. He was called a second time, hey, open the door. And when he was about to open the door, he realized na that was the first, only, and last time he would open a door for his wife. This man lived a life being rude to his wife. Church, maybe live a life that's completely different from that guy. Maybe live a life that is not rude to other people. You see, all of these descriptions, which all of these descriptions on what love is not, they are basically a result or an effect of what happens when we are not patient or kind to the people we love. When we are not patient or kind, we become envious, right? Or boastful. We become arrogant or rude. Hey, how many of you at one point you lost patience with someone, you became rude, you end up shouting at them, you said words that hurt them, you offended them? Have you ever words like, after all I've done for you, you treat me this way? After all that, ito lang gagawin mo sa akin. Hugot ng hugot. Maybe not be like that. Not only that, but it says here na, it does not insist on its own way. How many of you at one point in your life, when you were arguing with someone, you really wanted to insist that you were right? Have you ever had that experience? Naglalis mo, you tried to meet right, ma-okay mo, but dili mo ma-okay because you wanted to make the person feel that they were wrong and you were right. Yeah. Have you ever had that experience before? Diba? We've all had that experience. We're trying to insist that we are right, they are wrong. But love does not insist lang on its own way. In fact, if being always right is so important to you, then be prepared for broken relationships around you. If being so right, okay, if it's more important for you to be right than to restore the relationship with the person you love or your friends or your family members, guess what? Be prepared for the broken relationships around you. If you always try to insist on your way, then don't be surprised that there's going to be broken relationships around you. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Are you someone who is irritable? Or are you someone who is patient and kind? Are you someone that when people are around you, they walk on eggshells? They're like, uy, na si Patrick. Uy, na kita. Are you someone that they're afraid? Na even the smallest mistakes, they feel like, man, it's World War III na. Ang labayan nila kagunsa ba, granada or unsa. they feel like it's like stepping into a trap. I have a picture of a trap here. This is a bear trap. It's very sensitive na just one step, bam, okay? Okay, dakop na yung leg ni mo. And all of you are, you're kind of like that bear trap. Medyo irritable ka. Now when someone goes to you, that person annoys you, you know. I mean, honestly, di ba, do we agree that there's some people in our lives that we just find annoying? Nawong palang nila daan, mabad trip na ta. You're like, Lord, sorry, Lord. I thought of bad things because I saw his face, Lord. Honestly, there are some people that we find annoying, okay? Why? Because we're flawed, okay? There's some people we find annoying that we become so irritable, even just seeing them, okay? Not sometimes when we get to interact with them, wala, mubuto na ta. But I hope and pray that we will not be like bear traps. Na at the slightest, you know, mistake of any person, we're not irritable. Because love is patient and kind. But also, love is not resentful. It does not keep a record of wrongs. Another way of saying resentful is it does not keep a record of wrongs. It does not keep a scoreboard. Okay? If you're fond of basketball games or any sports games, di ba naman yung nakabutang score diha? Love does not keep a record na good things done, bad things done. Okay? Love is not like that. You don't keep a record. There's this story of friends. They were talking to one another and one guy was talking about his wife. He's like, hey bro, my wife, whenever we fight, she becomes so historical. And he was like, di ba hysterical? Bro, what's with you? Hysterical lang mangisog and mag-flare up and all that. No, historical. Because every time we fight, she would bring up all the bad things I did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Katong ga-date pa mi. Katong friends pa mi. She would bring up all those things. Hukayo niya. Okay? May we be a people that is not resentful. Love is not resentful. To those of you who are married here today, okay, maybe that's an important reminder for all of us that we don't keep a record of wrong for our spouses. But not just for those who are married, but for any relationships. Love is not resentful. It does not keep a record of wrongs. Lastly, what love is not, is that it does not rejoice with wrongdoing. It rejoices with the truth. Love does not tolerate sin. It doesn't mean that when you love someone, you're going to turn a blind eye. Wala kay buhat doon na, ay okay na kay love na ako siya. No. When we love someone, we don't tolerate the sin. We act, we do something about it. We correct the person. If someone makes a mistake, we approach the person, we talk to the person. Parents in this room, you would understand that if your child does something wrong, you know, if your child takes money from your wallet, or if your child, you know, lies to you, or did something bad, or hurts another child, you know what? You would probably correct your kid. Am I wrong? Parents, you would correct your kid. Every time your kid would do something wrong, you would talk to them, at least correct them. It's not because you don't love them, quite the opposite, but it's because you love them so much. Students, the reason why your parents correct you is because they love you so much. And love is really like that. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing. It rejoices with the truth. It rejoices with what is right. Love does not tolerate sin or any wrongdoing. Now, in the last few verses, okay, going to verse 7, it says here, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Okay? It gives you a picture that love is steadfast. Love is steadfast. In other words, as one of the descriptions says, love endures all things. Love is willing to endure. One way to know that it is real, genuine love, it does not give up easily. Isn't it something that, you know, we just quit? Whenever the first signs of hardship or challenges arise, it does not give up. There's this another story of a little girl, and she went to visit her friend's place, and the mother of her friend asked her, do you want to eat broccoli? Or do you like broccoli? Yes, I love broccoli. And she's like, okay, sige, makontag broccoli on ya. And the very moment broccoli was served to this little girl, she said, I won't eat the broccoli. And the mother was puzzled because I thought you love broccoli. Yes, I love it, but not enough to eat it. Can you imagine that? Love niya, but not enough to eat it. Whenever we talk about love, love is steadfast. Love is able to endure different challenges, different oppositions. In fact, the word endure in that verse, in verse 7, endures all things, it is a military word. But that describes being able to withstand any assault. Okay, how many of you are fond of war movies? Okay, mga gira, mga men, I think usually mga men, you're into war movies. Okay, my dad loves to watch war movies. Okay, this verse tells us that love is able to endure all kinds of problems thrown at them. Whenever a challenge occurs, love is able to endure it. A lot of times, whenever something hard occurs, we feel like giving up is the first option we can do. But love sticks, love stays, love is willing to endure. Have you ever had that point in your life now you were trying to, you know, learn a new skill, let's say singing? Anyone here tried to learn singing? But even though singing doesn't like you, or dancing, or any talent or skill, at one point you were so into it, like, I'm going to learn, I'm going to study all night, I'm going to practice day and night. And then when you try to practice, listo de kayo, you end up giving up, and all the passion and the love for it goes away. Have you ever had that experience? Me, I had that. Okay, one point in my life, I tried to learn guitar. Because at one point in our class, uso kayang guitar that time, so I tried to learn guitar. I learned about 4 chords, and then when I realized it was so hard for me, I quit. There out goes all my passion or interest of learning the instrument. In other words, I didn't love that much playing the guitar. Church, as we talk about love, love that deals with people, love endures all things. When you say we love our friends, we love our family, we love our spouses, we love our kids, it means we're willing to endure hardships because we love these people. It doesn't mean that we love them at the very first moment that something bad happens, something, a challenge occurs, and we just give them up and we just let them go. Love bears all things. Love believes and hopes all things. It concludes in verse 8 that love never ends. Love never ends. How many of you have ever been asked this question over here? Naniniwala ka ba sa forever? How many of you have ever been asked that question? Naniniwala ka ba sa forever? May forever ba? You know what? There can be forever. Love can be forever if it is the right kind of love. If it is the love based on what the Bible has to say, the real love, the love that endures all things, the love that never fails or never ends, then love can be forever. As we're looking at those descriptions about love, I think our tendency, when we get confronted with what the Bible has to say about love, what the Bible tells us that what love is not, you know, we can feel intimidated or we feel inadequate. Now, when you look at it, it's like, Tom, how can I ever have a love like that, Tom? How can I ever love my spouse, my kids, my siblings, my friends, my family, my coworkers, or even my boss? How can I ever love these people like that? I am the most impatient, unkind person there is. Sometimes I get resentful. In fact, maybe for some of us here today, we have baggages of offenses being carried in our hearts. Maybe for some of us here, we're so irritable. Maybe for some of us, we are arrogant. We don't know how to deal with other people. Church, we don't have to feel pressured on trying to love how the Bible pictures out what love is. It's not about, you know, us going out there trying so hard, oh, not, man, this is what the Bible says, I'm going to love like this way and that way. No. Because if we rely on our own selves, trying to meet the tall order, the high standard of what genuine love is, then we will only be disappointed. We will only be discouraged. Because love is selfless, and we are selfish as a people, there will always be that tension. We're trying to fight it. Yes, we want to be selfless, but there's always that selfish part in our hearts because we are a selfish people. So how do we love people like the Bible says? How do we learn to love like Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians? Another verse in the Bible gives us a picture. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 11, says there, in this the love of God was made manifest among us, but God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live. And this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. We cannot give love if we ourselves are not recipients of true, genuine love. We cannot give the kind of love described in the Bible if we ourselves do not experience that kind of love firsthand. But the good thing is, we can experience that kind of love. Those verses I just read a while ago, it gives us an example of God exemplifying what real, genuine love is. Yes, God has done so many things in our life because He loves us. But there's one moment where God went the extra mile because He loves us so much. And that is what He did on the cross. On the cross, Christ exemplified what it is to love us, or how it is to love, or why it is to love. Let's just expound it for a while. Was it patient? Was it kind? You know, Jesus, you know, God came down into this world as Jesus. It was basically God coming down, clothing Himself in human flesh, living His life here, and chose to willingly die on the cross for our sins. He was patient in enduring all of the pain and suffering of having to die on the cross. You see, when you die on the cross, it's not instant. It's designed to torture you to death. He could have chosen to die, you know, quickly lang, spear or sword, quick. But He died on the cross. Long, agonizing death. That's how patient He was. Was He kind? He didn't need to do all that. God did not need to come down to this world to die for us. He didn't need to die on the cross for our sins, but He willingly did so. When Jesus was praying in the garden, He said, "Lord, take this cup away from me. Our Father, take this cup away from me, but not my will, but yours be done." That's how kind He was, that He was willing to endure it. Not for Himself, but for you and for me, for our benefit, so that we may live a life that's free from our sin, so that we can live a life that's filled with forgiveness and love. Was it any of the things that love is not, ba? Was it envious or boastful? It was not. Was it arrogant or rude? You know what? Many times, as Christ was about to be crucified, He was mocked, scorned, He was spat at, He was ridiculed, but not once did He respond in a way that was arrogant or boastful. Kita palang gani, i-unlike na ta, or kita palang gani, i-sinzone palang ta, mangisog na ta, di ba? Madown na ta. But Jesus, even amidst all of those things done to Him, He did not respond a single time being arrogant or boastful, or rude rather. Did He insist on His own way? You know what? Jesus, He could have insisted on His own way. When He was about to be crucified, when He was captured, He could have insisted that all of you people are wrong. I am basically God. You're wrong to crucify me. He could have insisted, I am innocent. These people trying to accuse me and crucify me, they are the ones wrong. He could have insisted His own way. But because He didn't insist on His own way, we end up benefiting from what He did on the cross for us. Was it irritable or resentful? Jesus was willing to endure all of that. He was no way near irritable. And this is the amazing thing, He was not resentful. When He was finally crucified on the cross and He was about to take His last breath, siguro we could have accepted or imagined, maybe He could have said something like, you know, you crucified me, I'm gonna get back at you guys, shame upon you, or something like that. But He didn't say those words. At the very moment when He was finally crucified, He cried out. He said, "Lord God, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." He was not resentful. He did not keep a record of wrongs. And it does not rejoice with wrongdoing. It rejoices with the truth. Why did Jesus die on the cross for us? It was not for any good thing we did. It was not for our achievements, our accomplishments, our good status, whatever. It was not any of that. Jesus died on the cross because it was to set us free from our sins. He did not rejoice in our sins. He did something because He was willing to take away the sins in our life, to take away the power of sin from our lives. That's how much Jesus loves us. That's how much God loves us. That He was willing to do all of those things. That's what genuine, real love looks like. And if you're here today and you've never encountered what real love is, or you've been trying to search love from different places, different sources, or different people, I tell you what, you need not to look further than to look at what the Bible simply has to say about love. When you have an encounter with this kind of love, it will radically change the way you live your life, the way you handle your relationships.